those boots not incredibly hot in this weather?
No, they're too comfortable. I live in them now.
My folks sent me a pair, my in-laws sent me a pair from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Big sort of bloke-sized bag boots. And they're, they're toasty, but I couldn't wear them now.
Strange the weather outside today, isn't it? It's really like humid.
Not liking it at all. No. Yesterday was great.
It was beautiful yesterday.
But not liking this at all. So, okay, what I'd like to do is just run this sort of like a conversation. I mean, I've got an interview schedule here, which I'll be going through.
Right.
So that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Just so you know, you can look at it if you like. And it's got sort of a bunch of questions. It's more like various areas that I want to ask questions about friendship. And I'd rather it was more a conversation than a question and answer thing.
Yeah.
So we'll go off on sidetracks and whatever, and I really don't mind that. What's good is if when we're talking you can actually sort of come up with like examples, like specific examples, like telling stories about, you know, with this friend this happened, or all that sort of stuff. And that makes it more interesting and more like personally relevant.
Yeah, sure.
And also sometimes it can really help with working with the data afterwards.
Yeah.
So okay. All right. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah, bye.
So I think one of the things we can start with is if you think of like one friend of yours, like a close friend, and just tell me how you met.
How we met?
Yeah.
Well, we live in, I don't know if you know where that is, and she moved into our flat a week after everyone else because she didn't like the people she was originally living with.
Okay.
So I first met her in our kitchen unpacking. And it was quite strange because I thought, oh, who's she? Because we'd already been there a week, so we'd already made like a little bond type thing.
How many people in the flat?
Five. Okay. So she was like the fifth person to move in. And then we just started chatting, really, and we found quite a bit to talk about, and then it went from there. It's like, now we've formed like quite a good, close friendship. Because we both smoke, you see, so that was our little bonding thing. It was like, when we went out, it was like, do you want to go outside for a fag? And then, that's how we started to bond, really, through that. So it kind of its, you know, advantages, smoking.
Yeah. absolutely.
But, yeah, now we're quite close, really. I'm going over to Ireland to see her in summer, because that's where she lives for a couple of weeks. So.
Okay, cool. Whereabouts?
Is it just outside Derry, I think it is,
okay.
She lives.
Northern
Ireland, yeah.
So, oh, nice one.
I know. Yeah. Gets me a holiday anyway, doesn't it? Somewhere to stay.
Cool. So you've known her since the start of this year, I was, September-ish, so.
Feels like I've known her years, though, really.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I know more about her than friends back home, I think. Because I think it's because you live together, so you start to see sides of people you don't generally see from others. Because you're under each other's skin, aren't you? So.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite crazy. Different. It is difficult, but we've learnt to live with each other because we know when we need our own space and we know when it's time to be like with each other. So it's different.
When you are with each other, what do you get up to? What do you do?
Like in the day or just generally?
Generally in the day, in the evening, whatever. Both, all three.
Typical. Watch telly together and then drink together before we go out and then go out. Right. Do each other's fake tan and stuff.
So, do you guys a lot?
Yeah, quite a lot. But recently, because of exams, we haven't. But then Wednesday night, we had quite a big night out. So it was really good.
That was the end of exams?
Yeah, that was the last, because her last exam was on that day as well, so it was a good time.
Are you doing the same course?
No, she does business studies, so yeah, she enjoys it.
Okay. You sound unconvinced. I know.
It's not my type of thing, but...
No. Cool. And the other people in the flat, are you also close to them?
Yeah, we are. There's one girl who she doesn't come out with us because she's not a very sociable person. She's the type who'd rather stay in and watch films. So we do watch films with her occasionally, but she goes home quite a lot, you see. So we don't really see that much of her. And she goes out with other friends from other halls, so. But the other four of us, we are.
The girl from Ireland is more like a particular friend.
Yeah, a particular friend, yeah.
Best mate type thing.
She's like, if I had do something wrong with me or something, she's the one I'd go to out the whole of the flat. So, yeah, she's a particular one.
Yeah. And do you have friends outside the flat
as
well?
Yeah, there's we formed like a group of about 15 of us, We're all quite close groups. We all live on the first floor, you see,
right,
of where we stay. So there's a couple who are from other halls, so it's really good. Quite a sociable group, and everyone, there's people who are closer than others, but then we're all close together. That's cool. I like it.
So all that your little, I don't know, clan or whatever.
Yeah, posse.
Posse. Are they all from outside Liverpool?
Yes, all.
So none of your friends are like locals, or none of your close friends are like locals. But you know some people who are from Liverpool as well, or?
Not really. No, there's a lad who's from, which is nearest, really. But no one who actually lives.
It's not
in
a lot
Liverpool.
Further than you, is it?
No, it's just like
not that close to you. Yeah. Okay.
So,
how long do you think you'll know these friends for? Do you think?
Hopefully, like after university and stuff. There's a few that I think we'll try and stay in touch with, but you won't for sort of obvious reasons. But there's a few where I reckon we'll stay.
And what are the obvious reasons?
Like, live too far away and don't know that they'll, like, one, some of them are going to move abroad and stuff like that, so I reckon we'll try it though. It's like next year we're all getting houses, but I think we'll all stay in touch because that's our group we formed, so we're all living in different areas, but I think we'll stay in touch. I hope so anyway.
And you've got your house sorted out?
Yep.
And you with some of the people you're friends with now?
Yeah.
All from that sort of group?
Yeah. We're all in the same group, apart from one girl, which is a friend from back home. She's living with us as well, because she hasn't really settled in properly with who she's living with. She's not really formed a friendship group, so we're like taking her under our wing and looking after her. So, yeah.
So talking about friends from before, you came here straight after school, right?
From college, yeah.
Yeah, from college, right. And you had a different set of friends there, obviously. How in touch are you with them?
Because we've got a very close group of friends. There's like six of us, including myself, girls, and we're the type of friends where we see each other every day. We do stuff together every day, so we're still very close. Like, I've been going home most weekends to spend time with them.
All right.
And like, I phone them in the week, and it's really strange because I've got such a close group of friends back home, but I have here. That's why at first I didn't really want to come, because I was a bit scared of making new friends.
Yeah.
But it seems to come the opposite way. Because
we
do depend on each other a lot back home, us six.
Mm.
So it was scary.
And have your friends from college met your uni friends?
They come up on St. Paddy's Day for like the day out, so they all like met and stuff. They all got on. It was quite strange. It's like all my favourite people in one room. It's good. It was so good.
What did you do Paddy's Day then?
What do you think we've done?
Wow. Where did you do it?
Do you know where the Head of Steam is?
Mm-hmm.
We started off there because obviously that's where our accommodation is above there, and then went into town and done a bit of a bar crawl really, and then went to a club afterwards, and then spent the next day in bed.
Moaning.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was good. It was really good. It was nice to see my different friend groups getting on as well. You know, like, so they could collide and.
And have the two friends sort of mixed since then as well, or?
They've not really had the opportunity since that day. But because they only live like an hour away, one will pop up for the night and then they'll speak or sit in the kitchen and have like a cup of tea and everything. And so it's really quite cool. The girls are good who I live with like that, they're very sociable as well, so they won't just ignore someone, they'll come in. Nice to meet you, David. So it's cool.
Cool.
It's really good.
So what was it like coming here? You said you were a bit sort of...
I wasn't going to... I changed my mind about going to uni over summer, and then I got a summer job and I really didn't like it. It was not where I wanted to be at all. And I thought the only way I'm going to get to where I want to be is if I go to uni. But I was just scared of being lonely, I think, more than anything. Because we are really close back home.
Yeah.
So it was one of them where I just thought I was going to be on my own, make no friends.
Were you worried about losing contact with
them? Yeah, definitely. Because two of them didn't go to university, and three of them have done. So it was...
But that's not made a difference, really?
No, not at all. Like, one of the girls who stayed back home, at first she was a bit, you're all making new friends, you're going to forget about us. At the start she was a bit... Like, she's alright now.
But is she making new friends through work and all that sort of stuff, I guess?
Yeah, but she works with older people, really, where right. she works. So she does stay with us, but she's got a boyfriend as well, so that sort of helps. So when we're not there, she's spending time mm-hmm. with him. So she's settled down a lot more now. I think she felt a bit left out because we were all moving on with our lives and she felt like she was stuck there. But she's mm-hmm. come to terms with it now and realised.
That sounds like, and you said you want to sort of stay in touch with some of these university friends,
yeah.
you know, forever or yeah. what. I mean, it sounds like it's sort of the same with the college friends.
Yeah, definitely.
These are like lifelong friends.
Definitely. Yeah.
And before college, like school?
It was the same friends in college at school because we all went to the same college.
You went
college.
To the same school and then it's yeah. the same college, okay.
So it was all really right. good. And there's a couple of people from school, like, it's a group of lads who we've kept in touch with as well. So they're like really close friends. But it goes to show you when you move on who your friends are. Because they're the people who want to stay in touch and who make the effort to see you. And you make the effort to see them, it makes you realise.
Because
like
I mean, there must have been other people who you were friends yeah, with who sort of just fallen like, by the way. So.
Yeah.
What leads to that fizzling?
I think it's more a case of people doing different things. And then you don't see each other often, so you run out of like a bit of conversation, really. And then just never see them because I'm here. The people that when I go home, the main friends who I spend my time with because I've not got a lot of time, like for the weekend or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you think of someone who's like that? That maybe like a school friend that you've.
Yeah.
When did you last see them?
I actually here because we were really good friends at high school, but we went to different colleges, and she didn't really associate with the group of you know the girls I've met yeah. now in the six. And I met up for over Easter for a drink, and it was really good. But I hadn't seen her since school from then.
All right,
so we went from being like really, really close to then nothing at all.
Had you both changed in that time though?
She dyed her hair, but personality, I think she'd done a lot of growing up. Because yeah. when we were at school, she was very like bad tempered, like could you know, they're stubborn as well, but she admitted that as well. She said I was terrible at school, the mood swings and stuff, so she's done a lot growing up, even though she's only 5 foot nothing still, she's still dead small. But it wasn't awkward seeing her, because I thought, oh, not, because we had loads to talk about, because we hadn't seen each other for 2 years, but other people you see, and it's like they're not interested, so you've got nothing to talk about.
So, they're not interested in?
Like what you've been doing, they're just like, hi, and then walk away. They don't stop for conversation and stuff. But then, in the same respect, I could stop them, and it's quite strange, isn't it? Yeah. It's really quite strange.
Yeah, no, it recognises things.
It's
yeah.
Like, it's like, where did that little bond go? It's
weird. Yeah. Are you friends with people from also from class and from the course as well, other than your.
It's quite strange, yeah, because it's it's my own fault really, because I've got them, I don't really make as much effort as I should have done with classmates, which is one of the things I'm going to try and do next year. But there's two girls who I see quite a lot, like we don't just go, like we went out for each other's birthday and stuff
right,
like that, and
yeah.
phone each other up and our exams and... But that's only like two of them. There's another girl who lives in my halls who does it, and I saw her last night actually. So there is a few people I'll speak to, but I'd never like text them and say you're coming out tonight, apart from like them two who I've made friends with. But one of them went to my college. So it was
all
quite,
right, so
yeah,
you sort of knew
I knew who she was. But
you weren't friends with her at college?
No,
just
like
sort of new to see?
Type thing.
Yeah.
So.
And were they people you were like research methods class or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah.
So that's the one where you actually see most
yeah,
of them, I guess.
Like in lectures it's difficult because you just walk in, sit down and walk back out. Mm. So it's difficult, you can't really have a conversation with people, can you? But in tutorials it's a lot easier to make it. That's what I'm going to try and do next year, make more of an effort with people in my course. But then it's weird because then I spend most of my time with people in halls. So plus I've already made a bond with them and my friends now, so it'd be quite strange.
You're talking about them like they're sort of two different groups?
Yeah.
Of friends, it feels like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, people on the course are a different group to people who live with, definitely. Mm. I can act differently with them as well. Like, I act differently with people on the course than I do.
Like, how so?
Like, I'm more confident with people I live with.